Now, the steps that I want you to take on this is reflect on who you are beyond your role as a salon owner. 90% of people that got into the hair and beauty industry had a low sense of self-worth. Once you start to do this, your life and you will feel so fucking rich. You will be rich beyond anything that you've ever experienced. The key idea I want you to walk away from with this is perfectionism is not a measure of your worth. Society has us as entrepreneurs thinking that our success is our identity. Welcome to Salon Temple, the revolution in the hair and beauty industry, a space where being banked and creating massive global impact is the new standard. I'm Blythe Langford, and in this podcast, I am going to share with you the exact strategies and insights that helped me transform my 3 salons into 7-figure businesses. If you're ready to step into your power, grow your wealth, and be part of a movement that's changing the game globally, then babe, you're in the right place. So let's get started. I'm so excited to bring this episode to you. Today, we are talking about the 7 actionable steps to cultivate self-worth beyond your salon success. What do you mean? Redefining your value, my love. Building your self-worth beyond your salon success. I'm bringing this episode to you because so many salon owners come to me and their self-worth is tied up in the success of their salon, which is why you feel depleted, tired, miserable, sick, sore, and why your relationships aren't fully amazing within yourself, your own personal relationship. Because as salon owners, we pour our hearts and our souls into our businesses. But we get caught up in this trap and think that if the business does well, then we're great, we're amazing, then we're good, we're really good. But when the salon isn't doing well, that we're shit, we're bad, we're blah, 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 blah. So the overview of this episode is the danger of tying self-worth to external achievements like your salon revenue, client satisfaction, enough likes on Instagram, right? This episode focuses on actionable steps to cultivate self-worth rooted in who you are, not just what your business achieves. You can exist without your business? Yes, my love, you are not your business. Number one is understanding the self-worth trap. Society has us as entrepreneurs thinking that our success is our identity. So when our business is having a lot of bills, has a tax bill, has had a few staff members leave, that we're a shit C word, right? No, babe. No. All of those things are life. Like, it's narcissistic to think that everything's always going to be awesome because there's no growth in that. There's no initiations into the next level or layer of you. And even just this way of thinking creates so much stress and burnout and feelings of inadequacy when the salon underperforms. So what I would love you to like shift in your mindset and through this episode is recognizing that you are inherently worthy no matter your accolades, the business success, the numbers at the end of the week, the amount of likes that you have, the amount of clients that loved your post, or the amount of staff members that you have. Your worthiness is always there. And all of those things are outside of you. Your worthiness is always within you. And we're going to cultivate more of that through this episode. Or if you want to come to a retreat, March, June, and September at my place. Book in, reach out. Step number 2, recognize your inherent value. Now, the steps that I want you to take on this is reflect on who you are beyond your role as a salon owner. What are your passions, babe? What's your relationships like? What's your relationship like with yourself? What are your core values for yourself outside of your business, for this world, for your family, for the relationships that you have? And you can be like, babe, I'm single. I don't got nobody. Guess what? I'm single. I love it. I've got core values with nature, with my animals, with my friends. I've got boundaries with how many times I go into town. I like to go into town not very often so that I can spend more time in nature, because that's the most important relationship to me, because that's where I get to find all of me in each and every moment and come back to reminding and replenishing my self-worth. Now, I didn't always start off this way. Maybe I did, but then I went on a tangent for all of my teen and 20s, probably like you. A lot of drugs, a lot of alcohol, a lot of repression, a lot of addiction and inadequacy. So I would love to give you this prompt to use weekly, daily, monthly, whenever you are not feeling great, right? Or you can reach out. I've actually got a journal that I created about this. It's pretty awesome. Yes, if you want this journal, then comment journal in the notes and we will get it to you sometime. So ask yourself this journal prompt. Who am I outside of my business? What are my unique qualities that have got nothing to do with my business? But I'm a great leader, but I'm a great salon owner, but I'm a great therapist or hairdresser. I know, babe, but what are you outside of your business? Who are you, really? Who do you want to be? We're cultivating the new version of you, so start journaling, my love. Now, the key idea with this is that your worth is intrinsic. It exists regardless of what your salon achieves. So journal on this. I mean, when I first started doing this work on myself to detaching my self-worth from my salon success when I was about 27, I did this morning and night. Morning and night, I would have some questions that if you want my journal, you can just comment journal and I will give it to you for free at the moment. But in the future, it is definitely a paid book because it's freaking awesome and I've been doing it for years. So it will literally ask you these questions morning and night that you can start to detach your self-worth from your salon's worth and really start to reclaim your independence, your self-worth, your self-love, your self-esteem, your self-care, all of it, okay? Now, step two, right? Step two is to detach from external validations. But my whole world is about external validations. If I'm not skinny enough or pretty enough, if my bum doesn't look big in these jeans, then I'm winning. I'm winning, Blythe. If I've got enough sunglasses, enough designer sunglasses, enough designer suitcases, enough designer handbags, enough designer cars, then I'm successful and worthy. Oh, babe. Oh, no, it doesn't work that way. That means that your self-worth is caught up on the outside world with all of the things and stuff. And that without all of them, if they were stripped away from you. But babe, I'm here to tell you, you're everything without those things. Those things mean fuck all. It's nice to have them. I'm not saying don't have them. I'm just saying know that you are a rich son of a bitch without any of those things. You are priceless. Whether you've got a Lamborghini or a Lima, I don't know. Whatever it is, you are worthy. So stop seeking validation from outside sources. Because yes, your client's feedback is important. Yes, the revenue is important. Yes, social media likes might be important to you. But you know what? At the end of the day, if you're not getting those things or if you're not checking your phone, I don't want you to rely on getting dopamine from these things. Because that's what you're doing. You are literally a junkie to all of these things. And I do not want that for your soul and your spirit because, babe, addiction in all of its forms is shithouse and it requires rehab. And I don't want you to need rehab from your salon. Although I run a retreat space 3 times a year that is for salon owners that need to come back to nature and get off all the devices for a little while and learn how to come back to their innate self-worth, I want you to be able to cultivate this in each and every day. So replace external validation with internal practices. Celebrate the smallest of wins that have got nothing to do with your salon. It could be reflecting on your personal growth. It could be setting self-comparison goals that are just yours. How do you compare yourself from yourself 10 years ago, 5 days ago to now? And where do you want to go to in the future? And celebrating yourself on all of these key points along your journey. And the key thing I want you to take away from all of this is shifting from the mindset of what do others think about me to how do I feel about myself? Most important question that you should embody for the rest of your life. Now, step number three is build a life outside of your salon. Now, I know that so many salon owners are like, no, just no. When I'm outside of my salon, all I want to do is watch Netflix, drink wine, and sleep because I'm a tired, miserable motherfucker. You are dependent on your salon, which means that your salon and you have a codependent relationship. One of you is a narcissist, I'm not going to say which one because I don't really know. But it's up to you to figure out that you can have a life outside of your salon. Blythe, I don't even know where to start. I don't know what to do. Okay, so what I did back in the day when I realized I had a codependent relationship with my salon, that I was a junkie to that bitch, that I was obsessed with my salon so much, could not spend a day without talking about, thinking about, getting onto the back end and checking the bookings and checking the all of the things, right, that I realized that I had an addiction to my salon. And I needed to create hobbies and friendships and time away from my salon to actually discover who I was. Yes, I got into all the woo-woo shit. That's when I got into yoga. It's when I got into meditation. But it's also when I got into kayaking. It's when I got into rock climbing. It's when I got into more travel. It's where I got into really figuring out what fucking turned my soul on. Not my downstairs regions, my soul. You know, what turns my soul on the most? And I would invite you to really start to evaluate your life. And you could be like, oh my gosh, there's nothing more soul nourishing than being with my family. And I half believe you because you're also in the hair and beauty industry as I was, as I am for the last 30 years. And we listen to our clients bitch and whinge about their families each and every day. It's part of the reason why I chose not to have children. So I'm not talking about that. I'm talking actually about the things that nourish you wholeheartedly that you aren't doing, because going out for dinner and watching Netflix, they are not hobbies that nourish your soul. They are things that your body actually needs, food to live, and Netflix is just rotting your brain. I'm talking about soul nourishing, rejuvenating yourself at the deepest possible layers and levels. And if you've never experienced that, then I would invite you and encourage you to do different things, preferably in nature, preferably where you don't need a device, preferably where you're not going to put makeup on that day, so that you can actually discover who you are. So yes, kayaking, canoeing, going to the beach, learning to surf, going to dodgem cars. I love dodgem cars. Going to go-karting, going to like things that are going to really inspire you. And I'm not talking just about jumping out of planes, high adrenaline activities, because that is also an unhealed wound within us. I'm talking about soul nourishing things where you don't nearly need to die in order to experience pleasure. I'm talking about how can you cultivate more pleasure in your each and every day, week, life, so that eventually it becomes your default, that a life of pleasure and a life of soul nourishment is your each and every day. Like when I first got into this, I was all about creating a retreat lifestyle, right? Now I live in a retreat center. It's fucking cool. Do you want to come? It's pretty awesome here. I can take you to the rainforest. We're inside filming today because it's flooding. But that doesn't mean I haven't run through the bush and gone and like been in a rainforest waterfall, because I have. So these are invitations for you to go and find what turns you on the most, what lights up your soul. And a well-rounded life creates strong foundations for self-worth and epic entrepreneurial skills. Step four is embrace your imperfections and your failures. Babe, your imperfections are your initiations into the next stages of your life. They are your rites of passage. They are necessary for you to become the person that you want to be. Because believe me, if each and every day was fluffy and light and we all rode unicorns across rainbows, there would never be self-growth. You would never go to that next level. You would stay stagnant and stuck playing with your My Little Ponies, okay? We all had My Little Ponies when we grew up. Well, if you're in my area, you did. But it's time for us to really embrace our failures as learning opportunities. This is the most important reframe you can ever have. If you feel like something is going wrong in your life or something isn't right in your salon, then I want you to see this as like you can get to become like a target focused. This is an area opportunity for growth. This is an 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 opportunity for me to initiate myself into the next stage of my entrepreneurial journey. Because once you do this, you'll also start to realize that you will be practicing self-forgiveness and you will be avoiding comparing yourself to others on their journey, because it's all about your journey. Just like any Olympic swimmer. Their coach is always saying, stick to your lane, stick to your lane. Look what's ahead, look what's ahead. You don't need to see what they're doing. Fuck those sea bangers. You just need to stay clear on your path, and then you will remember what it is that you are here to do. And you can be like, why? I don't want to stay up to date with upcoming trends. They're boring. Great. Stay up to date with what you want to stay up to date with, what inspires you the most, because guess what? You will attract the clients that are interested in the same things that you're interested in, and they will never leave you because you are at the forefront, staying in your own lane, baby, swimming that lane. You've got it. The key idea I want you to walk away from with this is perfectionism is not a measure of your worth. Now, step five is set personal goals that separate yourself from your business goals. Now, what I mean by this is take actionable steps to create a vision board, to create a journal, a process, aspirations that are for your health, for travel, for relationships, your hobbies, the things that really you find yummy, right? And then celebrate the non-business achievements that you've created in these areas, maybe such as losing 10 kilos, becoming really fit, coming to cycle the Swiss Alps with Blythe. That would be awesome, wouldn't it? Come on, you lazy cunts. Get fucking fit so we can go and do cool shit together, okay? Learning new skills. These are really the ways that I would love you to diversify your goals and keeping them identified for being solely yours rather than solely tying your worthiness up to your business. Because once you start to do this, your life and you will feel so fucking rich. You will be rich beyond anything that you've ever experienced. Being able to be fit enough to cycle the Swiss Alps, or being able to be confident enough to be able to stand on the Hair Expo stage talking about your amazing abilities and gifts, or being able to climb Mount Everest, whatever it is, babe. But being able to go back to take that to your team or your staff or your partner and say, look what I did. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Pretty cool. I'm fucking cheering myself on here. I am so happy about that. So see how you can make your life so rich by taking your challenges and turning them into your initiations. Step six is practice gratitude and self-compassion. Yummity yum, 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 yum. How do I do that, Blythe? Well, I can give you tips that you can do, and I'm going to give you tips that I do. Begin with a daily gratitude practice, focusing on personal experiences, personal qualities, personal things about you and your life that you're really grateful for. Now, when people first start this off, it can be really challenging because you cannot figure out anything that you're grateful for. So this is how I started. I'm grateful for having running water in my house. I'm grateful that I get to eat food every day. I'm grateful that I have a body. I'm grateful that I was born in this century. I'm grateful that I have some friends. Whether they're good or not is questionable, but I'm grateful for those things, right? And then once you start doing these things each and every day, it becomes, I'm going to try and explain what it turns into. For me, this is how I turn myself on every day. I, in my meditations, am sitting there just so fucking grateful. Sometimes I'm like crying in bliss and joy because I'm purely surrendering into the love that is within my body, that is innately around me, that is absolutely everywhere. And I am just like, baby Jesus, Buddha, whoever you believe in, I am fully enlightened in that moment, connected to source, consciousness, the universe, whatever it is that you believe in, put your word there, higher self, whatever. So a way that you can start to do this every day is affirmations. I am enough just as I am. I am a magical creator being. I am innately worthy in every moment. There were three different ones. So whatever one you love, I am worthy in every moment. I love myself, my life, my body. I am one magic motherfucker. Whatever it is that you would love to focus on creating more of in your life, then start to create affirmations around it. But it's one thing to say it up here. See if you can drop into your heart and you can feel it. So dropping into your body and being like, I am so worthy of love. I am so abundant. I don't even like that word. It doesn't really resonate in my body. But because, like, we're all so abundant. Every cell on my body is abundance. Like, I don't even get sick anymore. Anyway, you know what I mean? Like, what is it that you really want to attract into your life? I have the most self-esteem that I've ever had in my entire life. Whatever it is, figure out your affirmations, and you can have one for a week, and really just every single day when something challenging comes up, come back to your affirmation. I've got this. I am innately worthy. I am innately worthy. I'm innately worthy. I have got this. You know, whatever it is, come back to your affirmations, and they really do help. Guess what? Yes, they are in that journal I created. It's a fucking epic journal. If you want it, pop it in the notes. A key idea is that gratitude and self-compassion reinforce positive sense of self, self-worth, self-esteem. And I can pretty much guarantee that 90% of people that got into the hair and beauty industry had a low sense of self-worth. How do you know that, Blythe? 30 years of talking to thousands, hundreds of thousands of salon owners, and we had 500,000 clients come through my salons. So I've spoken to a lot of people. And believe me, 99.9% of us feel innately unworthy. So if you give yourself those affirmations daily, it will change your life forever. Step number seven, the final step, number seven, surround yourself with supportive people. Oh my gosh, where are they? I don't know who they are, Blythe. Where are they? Babe, it's up to you to build a network of friends, mentors, and coaches who uplift you and support your growth. Avoid relationships that solely focus on your business's success or competition. If your friends are all about, oh my God, babe, like you're getting wrinkles. When are you going to get your Botox done? Oh my God, babe, your regrowth is so bad. Like seriously, fuck that. You look so ugly. Oh my God, babe, I can see your muffin top. Why don't you like get liposuction already? Babe, is that the place you went to on holidays? That is so shit. How could you even get Instagram photos there? If you're surrounding yourself with those kind of people or listening to those kind of people, guess what? Chances are you feel fucking depressed. And guess what? Chances are if you stop listening to those people like that, your self-worth and your depression will start to go away. Blythe, I don't even believe you. Well, you know what? When I stopped watching TV, yes, I am that weirdo that stopped watching TV and Netflix. Guess when I did that? 15 years ago. When did you stop getting depression? 15 years ago. Do you think that stop watching TV and Netflix totally got rid of your depression and your lack of self-worth and self-esteem? Babe, I do. I 100% do. Because I started watching TV again for a really dumb reason and I got really depressed. Didn't even take that long. Just like a week. A week of watching Netflix made me depressed. And I can guarantee you and so many people out there, if they all put their Netflix away, their depression would probably go away and their self-worth would probably 20x at least in a week. So the conclusion for this entire episode and the key takeaways for you are self-worth is rooted in who you are. It's not rooted in what you achieve, babe. And these seven steps help you cultivate a stronger sense of identity and fulfillment outside of your salon. And my call to action for you is start with one step today. What step can you implement that you need the most? Start with that one thing today. Reflect on your innate value. Schedule time for a personal goal or reach out to someone who reminds you of how worthy you are. You're more than a salon owner. You're a whole person that is deserving of unconditional love and unconditional self-worth. And all of these steps will just help you rediscover who you are and who you are outside of your salon, and it will inspire richness within each and every day of your life that will turn you on, that will turn on your family, well, that sounds wrong, maybe just your partner, that will inspire your staff, that will inspire your kids, that will help you be a magnet for all the things that you really want in your life. And if you don't know really where to start, then reach out, because this is the work that I have been doing for 20 plus years, and I love helping my clients discover their innate self-worth. So please reach out. I got you, babe. You don't have to do this alone. really, you do not have to do this alone. I got you. I can't wait to hear from you. I hope you enjoy this episode. Pop in the notes below if you want the guide, or pop in the notes below what it is that you would love for you and your self-worth. I'd be like just stoked to hear about it. So have a beautiful week, day and night. I love you so much. Cultivate self-worth, radical self-worth in your life, my love. If this episode spoke to your soul, I would love your support with a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And don't forget, please subscribe on your favorite platform too. Don't let your journey end here. Connect with me and my like-minded community of beautiful souls at Blythe Langford on all social platforms. I look forward to diving with you deeper on your journey.